You're with SBS Radio.
বলা হয়ে থাকে দাসপ্রথা বিলুপ্ত হয়ে গেছে, সত্যিই কি তাই? শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এখন আমরা কথা বলছি দ্য ফ্রিডম হাবের প্রতিষ্ঠাতা ও এমডি স্যালি আরউইনের সঙ্গে। স্যালি আরউইন, ইউ আর ওয়েলকাম টু SBS বাংলা।
থ্যাংক ইউ।
ইট ইজ সেড দ্যাট স্লেভারি ওয়াজ অ্যাবলিশড এ লং টাইম অ্যাগো, বাট হিউম্যান ট্রাফিকিং, ফোর্সড লেবার, forced marriage and forced sexual exploitation are still very common. Why do you label these as modern slavery?
Well, first of all, it's not like the old days where people were chained up and sold in markets. Modern slavery today looks completely different. It's actually a lot more psychological control. And while a lot of people are still perhaps trapped or locked inside homes and houses, the majority of them cannot leave their situation or their workplace because there is some kind of control over them that could be life-threatening, like murder, or their families may be threatened, or there is fear of being put into jail by authorities, which is not necessarily true. And so they are in a situation where they're being controlled and the fear is too great for them to actually seek help.
What is the current situation in Australia?
The latest global slavery index says that there's 15,000 people in any one day in slavery in Australia. I personally believe that's the tip of the iceberg. I think that there's most people, it's a hidden crime. Very hard for us to know exact numbers because we didn't have a law against it for in many areas 4 years ago. So we still haven't got many statistics. So that's really an estimation. And I think it's probably a very small percentage of what really is out there because it's in every single industry. It's in retail, in hospitality, the sex industry, mining, harvest fields, factories, car washes. It's in every industry. And we've got people from many, many nations. In fact, some people just come here to study in our universities and end up caught. So the situation here is a lot bigger than what people realise. It's just most people don't realise it's happening yet. So we haven't had the media, so I'm very grateful that you are sharing this today.
How can we stop modern slavery?
Well, I'm a great believer that in Australia we have the ability to perhaps be the first country to never have to have more slavery. As a country, we're an island, so we do have a natural border control. It's easier to monitor. We don't have corrupt police, so, you know, we've got, and we've got human rights. We also have fair wages and by law. So really, and we don't have the millions that people have overseas, some countries overseas have. So I think if we actually all work together in our country, we could end up having no slavery here, and that would be a fabulous goal. Ending global modern slavery is a huge deal. It means governments are going to have much better regulation and much more focus on their law and human rights. Big businesses that rule the world need to look at their supply chains and need to start thinking about, are they actually profiting by other people doing in slavery, or are they paying fair wages? And one of the things that we're doing in Australia at the moment, and hopefully it'll be in by next year, is that we will have a national supply chain law making all large businesses look at their supply chains and, yeah, have no slavery in their supply chain. So I think we're slowly getting there, but there's a long way to go.
How did you involve with this, the Freedom Hub?
So the Freedom Hub was really birthed in Australia out of the fact that there's no aftercare for people that have been found by the federal police. We're the only organisation that works specifically with victims, and we help rebuild their lives in our survivor school. We help them find work pathways and get them back into the workforce and help once they've got over their trauma. So that's how it started. We're getting more and more known now, so people are ringing us directly if they're in a situation themselves and they need help. But most of our referrals come through the government's preferred pathway of the federal police identifying them. Then the Red Cross are their caseworkers, and then they'll be referred on to us to help rehabilitate them. So I got involved in this when I came back. I was overseas and I'd seen the difficulties and the problems with slavery en masse in other countries, You never, ever thought it would be happening in Australia. We're supposedly the lucky country.
Are you talking about your experience in Europe?
In Europe, yes. In Berlin, I was on the border of the old East into the West. And it was there that I really came face to face with the issue of human. It was sex trafficking, actually. It was young girls from Poland, Belgium, Hungary, Bulgaria. They were being tricked to come into Berlin as hairdressers, or they're being recruited by women in employment agencies. That's the first shock I had. And then to find them being tricked into jobs, which weren't jobs, and they would be shot up with heroin and thrown into basements and brought out at to service men. It was just horrible, and it was something that just changed my life forever. So when I found out it was happening in Australia, I was shocked, couldn't believe it, and decided I had to do something about it.
Why did you include forced marriage as a modern slavery? Could you explain this?
Yeah, I know that's a controversial one, because that's what the government has decided. It's illegal in our country, and so it's been included in slavery. That wasn't actually my choice. That's a legal question. Yeah.
Would you like to say something for our SBS Bangla audience?
Yeah. Just to be aware that this is happening and that it is possible to end it. The Freedom Hub at the moment, the reason why we've been trying to get on all the different radio stations today is that today we are running a Fibres for Survivors Day, which is a day where anyone can jump online and donate $5 to help us do our work. And we're trying to raise awareness as well. There's different people are running cupcake mornings and morning teas and things like that. But if you jump onto the Facebook page for Freedom Hub Org, or Freedom Hub Org is our Facebook page, right now we're live streaming with interviews all afternoon about what we're doing and what different people are doing. And yeah, just make sure that you spread the awareness and make sure people watch out, and yeah, just help the Freedom Hub if you can.
Sally Arwin, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.